This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. The community of Evergreen is continuing to grapple with the school shooting that took place there last week. State and local agencies are providing resources to help in the wake of this tragedy. Mark Condonjani is with Colorado's Behavioral Health Administration.
Fear, grief, anxiety, and feeling overwhelmed are all very normal emotions to feel during this time.
Condonjani said they are supporting local efforts to offer mental health resources, and he recommends anyone who is struggling use the 988 Colorado Mental Health Line. It's available 24/7 with trained specialists ready to talk. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says investigators continue to work on the case and may be slow to share more information. The shooter, a 16-year-old Evergreen student, died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Officials have said he was radicalized, but provided no additional details. Hospitalizations of people with COVID-19 dropped for the third straight week in Colorado after topping 100 just a few weeks ago.
That's according to the state's respiratory dashboard. In mid-August, Colorado recorded 105 coronavirus hospitalizations. That was the highest number in 6 months. There are now 61 people in the hospital with confirmed cases. The weekly rate is also falling for positive tests for COVID, though most utilities testing for it in wastewater report increasing COVID trends. The amount of flu and RSV transmission are low. Vaccines for all three are now available. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A sunny work week ahead along the Front Range. Some rain in the metro today. This is CPR News and KRCC.